eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Russell Wilson got traded. I guess I shouldn't say traded, but he signs a vet minimum deal with Pittsburgh. Deontay Johnson out, Russell Wilson in. And again, say whatever you want about Russell Wilson. I think it's an upgrade at quarterback going from Kenny Pickett to Russell Wilson. There's going to be so much hype surrounding George Pickens right now. And to his credit, by the way, when Deontay Johnson was out, George Pickens put up some big time stats. So I could see it. With Arthur Smith, there's going to be some comps, I think, to Drake London and that kind of role in this offense. Do you see that? And what do you think George Pickens can be in terms of a ceiling play for Pittsburgh?
Well, first of all, you said Russ is an upgrade. I agree with you that like Russell Wilson is better than Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
But how much of an upgrade and how much does it matter is my how okay. much does that matter is,
fair,
is my question
right, fair,
here,
fair.
Right? Like Russell Wilson is he going to be the 20th best quarterback in the league next year? Because he was probably like not even that last season. I charted Jerry Jeudy after the Browns traded for him, and we'll talk about that in a second here with the Jerry Jeudy stuff. But like,
oh boy,
talk about a story with no heroes in it. The Jerry Jeudy Russell Wilson connection. Jeez, God Almighty. Yeah. I mean, like Russell Wilson just leaving plays on the middle of the field, just not seeing Jerry Jeudy running when he was like schemed wide open and on these big crossing routes. And, you know, Jerry Jeudy very frustrated with that. Like Russell Wilson's problems, not seeing the middle of the field, not working the middle of the field. Those have only gotten worse as he's aged, and now he doesn't have the athleticism to really, work around it. Like,
right.
He was a check down artist with the Broncos last year. So, you know, I just don't know how much Russell Wilson really moves the needle for the Pittsburgh Steelers offense. And, you know, for George Pickens specifically, I do think that there is a good stylistic overlap between these two guys because I think Russell Wilson, I made the joke with somebody on Twitter today that, well, you know, George Pickens doesn't run routes over the middle of the field that often. Perfect. Then Russell Wilson can't not see him on those over the middle routes, like go balls and stuff like that. Yeah, from the X receiver position, that's actually what Russell still does pretty well. Like, think about the guys that he's had success with, right? He's had success with DK Metcalf as that vertical kind of straight line X receiver. He's had success with Cortland Sutton, that vertical straight line X receiver. And I think George Pickens is somewhere in the middle of that, like kind of on the X receiver pantheon. I don't think he's quite DK Metcalf, but he's definitely better than Cortland Sutton, in my personal opinion. So I think that's a good stylistic pairing. I also think, like, we're going to get excited about, look at the depth chart. George Pickens is going to have, like, a 38% target share, and that 38% target share might equal literally, like, 110 targets because of how much this team is going to want to run the ball. So I do think that that stylistic overlap is nice for Pickens and Russ, but I'm very skeptical that Russell Wilson is – I mean, again, he is an upgrade, but is he a real solution for the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback situation? I kind of have my doubts.
That's interesting stuff. George Pickens, again, I'm curious, you know, because he certainly had his issues. Matt, can you go a little bit more into his profile in terms of separation and stuff like that? Because, again, if you listen to Twitter or just basically like the George Pickens, there's a lot of truthers out there for George Pickens,
totally
caping up for him all the time. And I think your findings have shown it's a little bit more of a mixed bag. And really maybe there shouldn't be this much hype surrounding George Pickens.
Yeah, I've said a lot on the show that George Pickens is a guy you can't really have like a normal conversation about because there are those people on Twitter that, are like hardcore George Pickens enthusiasts. Yeah. But then there are also people that just think he secretly sucks and like he can't separate at all. I don't agree and I don't fall in either camp. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle on George Pickens. Like his rookie season, definitely the success rate versus zone coverage number is super discouraging, right? 68% mm-hmm. success rate versus zone. That's way below what you want. Even if you're an outside X receiver, like you want that number to be, I mean, come on, we need over 70%. If you're going to be a high quality, consistent starting receiver in this league, we need you over 70%, period. End of story. But you know, 72.4% success rate versus press. Like he's got that ability, I think, to get off the line of scrimmage, to win against press coverage. That is really, was clearly the biggest positive in his kind of his rookie season. And I think you saw more in his second season and his profile will be done at some point in the summer for sure. But the one thing, you know, just when I was charting him, I mean, there's definitely still not consistent separation. There's no question about that. I think he is an explosive player, but he's not always the most technically sound player. He definitely is a guy that is we talk about Deontay Johnson and some of the volatility there. I mean, George Pickens is definitely along that same regard. Like, I think if he's consistent and he's dialed in, he's locked in, like he can be a really good starting X receiver. I mean, I think he's a really good starting X receiver right now. But the separation issues are certainly real. Some of the highlight bias with him is it kind of, again, we extrapolate that a little bit more maybe than we should be, but I do think he's I come somewhere in the middle on George Pickens and where he's at as a player, and I think I'm ready to believe that he can grow beyond that, but right now in this moment, like, he is definitely still just like solid X receiver who is very, very volatile, not just from a production standpoint but from an individual player standpoint.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, even in the contested catch areas, I think it's interesting, right? I think his numbers are a little bit overhyped because of the highlight bias. I think the numbers kind of sort of bear out that he's not necessarily a great contested catch guy. He makes, when he does make a contested catch, it's unbelievable, but not necessarily that consistent with those contested catches. Okay, so by the way, I wanted to look this up here. Russell Wilson, when throwing to wide receivers, and again, we're taking away checkdowns, this is anything over 10 air yards. Okay, anything over 10 air yards and throwing to wide receivers, you'd be surprised. Russell Wilson actually had a 121.5 passer rating in this scenario. That was third best in the NFL, trailing just Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott. Now, that being said, there's a lot of that, obviously, a lot of that production obviously came to throwing to Cortland Sutton. So really, when I start thinking about George Pickens, I want to see whether or not he can play that Cortland Sutton role. And if he does, boy, I tell you what, from a statistical standpoint, Pickens could absolutely go crazy, especially in the touchdown department. But we'll see. I think we'll
slants and go balls, baby. That was the Cortland Sutton plan for the Denver Broncos last year and Sean Payton's offense. And I think that's going to be a lot of what we want here from George Pickens in this offense. Just any sort of statistical kind of accolade with Russell Wilson from the last, well, not the last 2 years, because there was nothing good to report from 2022. But there are some people that will like throw out, you know, passer rating and touchdown to interception ratio for Russell Wilson last year. You know, completion percentage is 66%. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not that bad. To me, it's not the it's not the results for Russell Wilson, which, you know, again, you look at the stats and it's kind of nice, but like, it's what he left on the field that is the biggest problem. Like, sure. It's the stuff that the things that he was not taking. And I think that's what drove Sean Payton crazy. That's what drove some of these receivers crazy.
Yeah.
Actually, Joe Dolan from Fantasy Points made a really good comparison to this. He said he kind of compared Russell Wilson's 2023 season to Carson Wentz's 2021 season in Indy, where like you look at some of the stats from Carson Wentz that year, it's like, oh, 3,500 passing yards, 6.9 yards per attempt, like 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. I mean, that's
pretty good.
That's not that bad. But then you'd watch the film and you're like, okay, this guy is, again, maybe 20th best quarterback in the NFL. And then, you know, it falls off a cliff in Washington after that. And that's kind of like how Russ is, right? 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions last year. Pass rating is good. Pass rating for both of these guys is good. But it just doesn't pass the test when you really pop open the hood and like look into it. I think that's where Russ comes, falls flat. You know, Warren Sharp points out that he threw 27% of his passes behind the line of scrimmage last year. Yeah. That was the highest number out of 509 quarterbacks since 2005. I mean, that is crazy stuff.
God.
So again, a lot, a lot of like under the hood stuff doesn't pass the test with Russ. And like I said, when you just see how many plays he's leaving on the field, plays he's turning down, that's what's extra frustrating with him. You just can't run a real normal offense. And I mean, shoot, when I look at the Steelers on paper right now, I don't know they are a real normal offense. There's a lot of weirdness probably in that Steelers offense overall, but yeah, I just come away from it thinking like, this is just not, yeah, it just feels like the Steelers will be 9-8 or 10-7 at best. And then like, what are we really doing here?
You know what? They're not going to be below 500. I can promise you that.
Cool. Congratulations.
They're going to be below 500. By the way, can we just talk about how crazy this team could potentially be? You know, Russell Wilson, complete weirdo. George Pickens is a weirdo. Arthur Smith, certified, well-documented weirdo. This team could be a little, this offense could get a little crazy, man. It could be good. Yeah, I'll say this. Listen, it could be good because, you know, you're somebody who has liked the offensive design of Arthur Smith. I think Mike Tomlin will keep him in check in terms of, hey, bro, you can call whatever play you want, but we're throwing to the good players because that's what Mike Tomlin does. Should be a good marriage, I think, between Tomlin and Arthur Smith. But again, you know, at some point, our guy George Pickens, okay, he's going to be on IG Live talking, you know, about some stuff, you know, some real cryptic, you know, wide receiver type stuff. Russell Wilson's going to be saying some weird shit, you know? This team could get weird in a hurry, you know?
There is extra high volatility potential here, right? Like,
right.
George Pickens, volatile personality. Russ, like you said, Russ is Russ. The Arthur Smith factor. I mean, there at least one time this year, George Pickens is scrubbing his social media of all things Steelers, and like people will be writing about it at least once. Even Najee Harris, and like, I mean, I don't think Najee Harris is a bad dude or anything, but I'm just saying, like, last year he even said at one point, you know, he was calling for like more in-house changes and discipline after the playoff loss. He made some noise last year of like, what are we like? Dude, what are we even doing here, like, on offense? So, I mean, he's not a guy that's shy about, you know, letting his feelings be known. And I don't think he should be. I definitely think there's some. And by the way, like, as we're talking about this, I'm like, there is a chance that this is bad. You're 100% right. There is a chance this is bad. I still think just because of how Russell played on film last year, like, there's a chance he's not the week one starter, and there's certainly a chance he doesn't start all 17 games. And when I say that, that is not an endorsement of Kenny Pickett at all. It's not an endorsement of Kenny Pickett at all. But it's just like, that's the reality of the situation, that Russ might get, they might get sure. to camp, and Russ, it's just, this isn't good. And like, just start the guy we spent a first round pick on. That is within the realm of possibility. So like, there is a very big potential this goes bad, but then the part I disagree with you on is that there's a chance this can be good. I think there's a chance that this can be fine. I think there's a chance that this offense can be fine, which kind of comes back all the way around for me. What I said is, this is a perfectly good move. I think you needed to get Kenny Pickett competition if you wanted to still have Kenny Pickett around. And I think Russell Wilson is a creative solution to that. Like, it's $1.2 million because he's still cashing his bag from the Denver Broncos. He gets all that money, so you could sign him for this low deal. So it's $1.2 million. Who cares? You can't bash him for the signing. But again, it's just all like, all right, okay. Like, what are we really doing here? What is the upside for this? That's where I'm at.
When I say good, you know what I mean, though? It's like, it's all about expectations and historical, you know, expectations. Pittsburgh has been so bad offensively for the past few years that, bro, I think the Steelers fans will take functional. Like, they will take average, 100%. And when I say average, then that's why I'm saying it's going to be good. Because for a Steelers fan to see average, they'd be like, yo, this is actually pretty good. This is what we got going on. So I hear what you're saying. Look, I don't think they're going to be top 10 anywhere. Okay. Maybe they could figure out a way to be top 10 in running the ball. I love what Arthur Smith does in terms of, you know, run design. So I think that could be a potential area, but yeah, passing wise, no chance of being top 10. I don't think in any categories, but we'll see, man. But we'll see if they could be average. That's a dub. That's a dub for Pittsburgh, man. For sure.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.